A European Union official says the EU is considering sanctions on Panama and other nations if they don't cooperate fully to fight money laundering and tax evasion. It comes after a leak of data showed the small country remains a key destination for people, including the rich and famous, who want to hide money. Staffan Bos reports from The Hague in the Netherlands that the Panama Papers have put additional pressure on the EU.
Pierre Moscovici, who heads the financial affairs for the 28-nation European Union, says he is outraged after media began publishing details in 11.5 million documents from the Panama-based law firm Mossack Fonseca. They show how the company has helped thousands of individuals and companies from around the world set up shell companies and offshore accounts in law tax havens. They include even companies linked to presidents and prime ministers. Moscovici has condemned Panama and other nations allowing such secretive low tax accounts.
We do not yet know how much of this activity was illegal, but much of it is certainly first true, and second, certainly immoral.
Among those mentioned has been even the British Prime Minister David Cameron. He has now admitted that he and his wife did own shares in an offshore trust run by his late father. Blelmore Holdings was set up in the Bahamas in 1981 so the company could avoid paying British taxes. Cameron says he sold the shares in 2010, the year he became Prime Minister.
Samantha and I had a joint account and we owned 5,000 units in Blelmore Investment Trust, which we sold in January 2010. That was worth something like £30,000. I paid income tax on the dividends.
While offshore trusts are not illegal under British law, the revelations are seen as embarrassing for the Prime Minister, as he had called complex tax avoidance schemes as morally wrong. Among other leaders linked to offshore accounts have been Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Putin denied wrongdoing and said the allegations were part of a US-led disinformation campaign waged against Russia in order to weaken its government. The documents revealed by Germany's Süddeutsche Zeitung newspaper and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists indicate that Russian cellist Sergei Roldukin acted as a frontman for a network of Putin loyalists and perhaps the president himself. The ICIJ said the documents show how complex offshore financial deals channeled as much as $2 billion to a network of people linked to the Russian president. However, Western-backed Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who earned millions in the chocolate business, is also mentioned in what have become known as the Panama Papers. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in The Hague, the Netherlands.